Welcome to episode 1207 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Our special series, 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look, continues today with an exploration of another miracle of Jesus recorded in the Gospels.
The air is still within the synagogue at Capernaum. It is the Sabbath, a day of rest, consecrated by divine law. Jesus stands before the assembly, his presence commanding attention, his words already stirring hearts and challenging minds. But this day, not all who listen seek truth. Among the gathered, a group of Pharisees sit watchful, their eyes sharp, their intentions cold. And then he sees him, a man, perhaps in the shadows near the back, his right hand withered, shriveled, utterly useless, a testament to suffering, a living question mark on a day of supposed rest. The Pharisees also see him. Their gazes flicker from the man to Jesus, a silent, predatory challenge in their eyes. Will he heal on the Sabbath? They are ready to accuse.
He seeks to provoke us, to violate the Sabbath before all.
We must have irrefutable evidence. Let him dare to desecrate the holy day.
Tell me, you who keep the law so diligently, is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save life or to destroy it?
Their silence is a confession. They know the answer, yet their hearts are hardened by envy and rigid adherence to their own interpretations. Jesus looks at them, slowly, his gaze sweeping across their faces.
You are silent, but your silence speaks louder than any word. I see the hardness of your hearts. How can you be so blinded by your rules that you would prefer harm over good, suffering over healing, on any day, let alone the Sabbath? Sir, stand up and come forward.
Rabbi, my hand has been this way for years, my whole life.
Stretch out your hand.
It moves. It's whole. Oh, Master, my hand, it's whole. Praise God, a miracle.
And immediately, before their very eyes, the man's hand is restored, whole and strong, just like the other. The miracle is undeniable. The power of God, displayed on the Sabbath, for all to witness.
He did it. He defied us. On the Sabbath.
This is blasphemy. He healed by Beelzebul. We cannot tolerate this. We must move against him quickly.
The Pharisees, filled with furious madness and burning envy, no longer even pretend to be part of the assembly. Their faces contort in rage. They rise abruptly. They leave and immediately begin to plot with the Herodians, their usual political enemies, how they might destroy Jesus. The light of healing has shone, but the darkness of their hardened hearts plots murder.
The hand that was shriveled is now whole, not just to prove a point, but to show you the heart of God. God delights in restoration, and he invites you to stretch out your hearts like this man stretched out his hand, that you too might be made whole.
It is the Sabbath. The synagogue is filled with the usual attendees, but also buzzing with curiosity. Jesus is in the building, and when Jesus enters, things never remain ordinary. There's a man in the congregation who is not loud, who does not call attention to himself. But everyone knows who he is, the man with the withered hand. His right hand is shriveled, perhaps from birth, perhaps from an accident or illness. In a culture where manual labor was a primary means of income and identity, such a disability likely affected not just his livelihood, but his dignity. And Jesus sees him, but he also sees others in the room, the religious leaders, the Pharisees. They're watching Jesus not to learn, not to worship, but to trap him. In their view, healing on the Sabbath would be a violation of the law. So they stand there in silent judgment, waiting for him to slip. Jesus knows their hearts, he knows their motives, and he does not shy away. He calls the man forward, pulling him into the center, not to humiliate him, but to honor him. Then, with piercing words, he asks a devastating question. Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save life or to kill? There is no answer. The silence of the religious leaders speaks volumes. Jesus is angry, not petty anger, not irritation, righteous anger, the kind that burns not with vengeance but with grief. He is grieved, deeply disturbed at their hardened hearts. These were men who claimed to know God, yet they cared more about their rules than the suffering of a fellow human being. Then comes the miracle, a command simple but impossible in the natural. Stretch out your hand. The man obeys, and in that instant the hand that had been withered, lifeless, and weak is fully restored. Strength returns. Function returns. Hope returns. He does not just receive a healing, he receives restoration. The room should have erupted in awe and joy, but instead the Pharisees storm out, not to praise God, but to plot murder. What made this moment so radical was not just that Jesus healed, but when and why he healed. The Sabbath was meant to be a gift, a day of rest, reflection, and restoration. But over time, it had become burdened with layers of man-made rules and rigid legalism. Jesus exposes the heart behind those rules. Is it lawful to do good or harm on the Sabbath? Is not just a question of legality, it's a question of identity. What kind of people will we be? What kind of God do we worship? For Jesus, doing good knows no day off. Love is always lawful. Compassion does not clock out. The miracle is a display of Jesus' authority over legalism and his unwavering commitment to mercy. Let's get deep. What does this miracle reveal about Jesus? First, Jesus sees the overlooked. The man with the withered hand is not the one calling attention to himself. He doesn't plead or shout, but Jesus sees him. In the midst of tension, judgment, and conflict, Jesus has eyes for the broken. This is who Jesus is. He notices the ones the world forgets. He pulls them into the center, not to embarrass, but to elevate. Whether you feel invisible, inadequate, or withered in any way, Jesus sees you. Second, Jesus prioritizes compassion over convention. Jesus had a choice: comply with tradition or confront injustice. He chose the latter. He refused to let technicalities trump love. While others argued over what was permissible, Jesus focused on what was right. This is still his way. He enters our religious systems, exposes our hypocrisy, and chooses love every time. He is not bound by the limitations of our traditions. He is the embodiment of divine compassion. Third, Jesus restores completely. Jesus didn't just reduce the man's pain, he restored his hand. The Greek word used implies full wholeness. Jesus doesn't do half healings. When he touches our lives, he brings full redemption. Maybe you have places in your heart, mind, or past that feel withered, unused, broken, forgotten. Jesus comes not just to relieve pain, but to restore purpose. He is the Redeemer who makes all things new. Fourth, Jesus challenges hardened hearts. It's striking that in this miracle, the people most broken are not just the man with the withered hand, but the Pharisees with withered hearts. Their legalism had made them cold. They couldn't rejoice in a healing because their rules mattered more than people. Jesus is grieved by hardened hearts. He still is. When religion becomes rigid, when grace is replaced by judgment, when systems crush compassion, Jesus stands in holy anger and calls us back to love. The healing of the man with the withered hand is a powerful portrait of Jesus' heart for the broken, his authority over legalism, and his desire to restore what seems beyond repair. It is also a mirror for us. Where have we become like the Pharisees, valuing systems over souls? Where have we allowed shame to keep us from stepping forward? Where have we stopped believing that healing is possible? This miracle invites us to believe again, to stand in the presence of Jesus and stretch out what is withered, because in his presence, brokenness is not the end of the story. Restoration is. Father, thank you for sending Jesus who restores what is withered in our lives and hearts. Forgive us for the times we have chosen rules over relationship, fear over faith, and hardness over healing. Give us courage to step forward even when we feel broken or inadequate. Help us stretch out the places in our lives that have been shrunken by pain, doubt, or shame. Thank you for seeing us, calling us, and restoring us. May we walk forward in the wholeness you provide, trusting in your grace and living out your love. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.